Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's story is about an individual and his spiritual journey to the past. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss tonight's episode. If you like true and creepypasta scary stories, make sure to subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up. Now let's get spooky. I am 20 years old, and I work for an underground limestone mine in rural Nebraska. I'm going to explain sort of what I do, so please forgive me for the boring part. This mine that I worked at is about 32 miles and about 250 feet underground. It's made up of roads with pillars that are 35 feet each side, shaped like a square. There are roads with longer walls along some parts. The section of the mines are divided as rooms. Now I drive a utility semi-truck. It's a 2007 Peterbilt 357 that has an extended frame with a big square fuel tank and various boxes of cabinets that carry parts or grease for machines. I drive around every day and fuel up equipment, and also sometimes giving other fluids to people. Alright, the boring stuff is officially over. That night, I was working the night shift with about 13 other guys. I was doing my usual fuel runs, when all of a sudden, there was this gigantic gush of wind of dust that hit the cab. I already knew what happened. An odd abandoned part of the mine must have caved in. I stopped and put my blue strobe light on top of the cab to mark the mine evacuation. Just as I was doing that, Mark screamed over the radio.
Mine evac, this is not a drill. Pillars and ceilings are collapsing all over Section 63.
My heart dropped to my stomach. This part of the mine was very active, and I was right about the section. I started panicking. I didn't know what to do. I only had one extra seat in my cab, because the manual transmission was in between the seats. I would not be able to pick up a group, just one person. I finally snapped out of it. I pushed in the park brake, slammed the clutch in, threw it in the first gear, and pounced forward. Now this truck is not typically fast. It's governed to 35 miles per hour. I was driving as fast as I could. There was another blast of gust in front of me. I slammed on the brakes and glanced through the dust. The ceiling had collapsed right in front of me. I looked to my left. Just a solid wall stood there, emitting a feeling of defeat in my heart. To my right was a berm, behind it being an empty room. A berm of somewhat of a divider made out of stacks of rocks and materials. I looked up at the backup camera and saw rumble behind me. How the hell did this get there without me even noticing? I would have driven through it nearly 10 seconds ago. Dread crawled all over me. I was stuck. I got out of the cab and turned on my helmet's headlamp. The dust was intense. I could barely see. I walked over the berm, hoping to get out of the way. I walked for about 30 seconds when I began to hear, "Wait, that's impossible." I heard the sweet, soothing voice of a woman singing. I got closer, and then I saw it. It was a Native American woman washing clothes with a smaller child near her. For those who don't know, Nebraska is a Native American hotspot. the famous Omaha tribe was from here. That must be her mother, I assumed. I watched and I called out to them. Hello? Can you guys hear me? I was startled by my own voice as it echoed off the walls. They stopped for a second, only to begin doing what they were already doing. I must have been hallucinating from all the dust or something. I was caked in dust. I turned around to head back to the truck. My jaw dropped. It was gone. What the ever-living frick? I screamed. I turned around, and the woman and child were right in front of me. I fell onto my back and shimmied my way backwards on the ground. How the hell did they approach me in less than 15 seconds? I scrambled to my feet and screamed. What the hell are you doing here? No response from either of them. I had enough. I went to try to shake the woman, but my hands went straight through her. I had enough. I wanted to get away from them, but they were so calm. The mother was holding a basket of food, corn, fruits, and some other things. The child had a homemade doll made out of what looked like yarn and corn stalks. The child pointed at me and said something that I could not understand. I turned around to see horses and carriages rushing at full speed towards them. I jumped to my right to get out of the way. They stopped, right in front of them. An older man emerged from a wooden wagon along with a couple of men. They had black clothing on and fancy top hats. Was I seeing a scene of pilgrims meeting colonizers? The mother had extended her basket out to them with a smile. The man just looked at her. This was actually pretty cool. Then it changed. The man pulled out what looked like some kind of pistol out of his pocket and shot the woman point blank in her head. Blood shot out the backside of her head and she fell back and collapsed. The child screamed and attempted to run away, but another man came from behind what I thought to be their leader with an old rifle. A single shot rang out and I saw the child's face fall to the ground. I was scared, shocked, and confused. This was never mentioned to me in history books. The older men started laughing and they got back into their wagons and onto their horses. The man pointed forward and they all took off. I had to see what happened next. I reached for my phone in my side pocket and turned it on. 58...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
percent battery. I should be fine. I started running behind them. I wasn't even 10 feet before another scene began playing. The colonists had approached a Native American village. Many of the Native Americans approached calmly, smiles on their faces. A group were playing a big drum and stopped abruptly when they saw the men. I began recording on my phone, but it died the second I started recording. What the hell? I said. Just then, a man emerged from a tent. He was big, covered in beautiful beads, feathers, and handmade armor. Atop his head was an amazingly crafted war bonnet. He must have been the chief of the tribe. He approached them. The chief began to try to speak to the colonists, but they started laughing at him. Then it turned into a nightmare. The man grabbed the chief by the head and started to choke him, while the other men began pulling out their rifles and pistols. Some had axes and other weapons. They began to attack the villagers. I saw a man get stabbed and executed by the pistol in the back. Several of the children began to run towards their mothers and fathers. The ones that were united were surrounded by colonists before they could even throw explosive fire mixtures on them. The families exploded into flames. Many of the women tried to flee, but they were grabbed by the colonists. They began to violate the women. They were monsters. I swear, they all had glowing red eyes. The screams. They were unbearable. This wasn't a peace treaty. This was a massacre. Several of the villagers' warriors emerged with weapons. They attacked the colonists in an all-out battle. A colonist was decapitated by a strange sword when he had his back turned. The warrior was instantly shot in the side by another man. The colonists were getting sliced apart by a group of warriors. I was chanting in my head for the villagers. A warrior on a horse trampled over a man with a rifle, his bones getting smashed instantly. For some reason, a part of me began to feel a heavy hate. I wanted to help the Native Americans. I wanted to join. I took in a deep, heavy breath, and I started preparing myself. I got to my feet and rushed over to one of the tents and found a bow and arrow. On my way out, I grabbed a spear decorated beautifully. I emerged from the tent. Some of the villagers and colonists stopped and looked at me with heavy confusion. Just a man in an orange reflective shirt and some khaki pants, and boots with a mining helmet appearing out of nowhere. I raised the bow and aimed it at the colonist. I released the string and the arrow flew into his chest. The Indians looked over at the man and then looked back over at me. I thought they were going to attack me, but they didn't. They all started cheering, calling me what sounded like Sanga Achak and running into battle. I felt good. I raced forward with the men, chanting along the way. I began instantly taking out colonists. I had taken fighting classes when I was in the 9th grade, so I took down the colonists like an old branch off a tree. I punched a man in the face, took his rifle, and shot him with it. A colonist began running at me with an axe. I turned to kick him, but an arrow struck him in the side of the head as he collapsed past me. I saw a young warrior with a bow and arrow. I nodded my head and he did the same. Keep going, I told myself. I saw the chief being brutally kicked by several men. One of the men pulled out a pistol and was pointing it at his head while the other man was holding him down. I swung the axe high over my head and brought it down into the side of the man like a baseball bat. It cut into him instantly, like a hot knife through butter. I turned and began taking down all the other men, stabbing them with the spear while swinging the axe time to time. I then heard a loud crack behind me. A man with a pistol stood cowering behind me. I turned around to see him reloading. Why wasn't I in any pain? I looked down to see a lead ball sticking to my shirt. Was I bulletproof? I grinned in excitement and walked to the man as he fumbled to reload the gun. I took it out of his hands in a swift motion as he stood there, not knowing what to do now. I turned the pistol around and smacked him across his head, knocking him out. Damn, I wish I had my C7A1 on me, I chuckled to myself. This thing would be over instantly. The colonists were slowly trying to retreat. Many of the
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Warriors were chanting in a group. I joined them as the colonists had ran off to their wagons and turned around to head somewhere else. I then saw the older colonist leader getting up and limping away. The warriors turned and looked at him. I was already moving forward. I held my spear high above my head and threw it. It soared through the air like a tank that had just shot off a round. It hit him in the middle of his back and out through him on the other side. The man fell to his knees as I approached him, picking up a random rifle along the way. The warriors followed. I approached him and circled around him.
"Who are you?"
he sputtered weakly. I looked at him. I didn't know what to say. "Sayonara, turd," I shot coldly. I aimed the rifle and shot him point blank between the eyes. He slumped over as blood slowly came from the hole in his head. I turned to the group and they began to chant and praise me. I still don't know what they were saying, but it felt good. It felt like an hour had passed, and we were all sitting around the fire and I was eating things that I had never had before. It was delicious. It topped even my favorite food. Many of the women had gave me beaded necklaces and other things to wear. I felt a hand on my shoulder, and when I turned to look, I noticed it was the chief. I stood up. We met eyes as he began to speak. His voice boomed, and it was so memorizing. He handed me a carved piece of wood shaped as a bird. I put it in my pocket and then turned to look at everyone again. They were all gone. I turned around again, and it was the same. What the hell? I began to feel lightheaded, and soon I saw stars and colors of every kind. I collapsed. I awoke in the back of a pickup truck driving fast. I saw the day of light shining on me. I began to try and sit up, but someone gently laid me back down.
"Don't move, man. We're getting you out of here," he said.
"What happened? Am I okay?" I questioned weakly. I looked at my chest and saw a bolt sticking through it. It was the same spot I had gotten shot. I just rested my head backwards and blacked out. I woke up in the hospital, surrounded by mine workers in nice clothing for once. They all surrounded me with smiles on their faces.
"You doing okay, kid?" Mark asked.
"Yeah, I'm fine. What happened?" I croaked.
"A gigantic section of the mine collapsed," he said. "You were trapped for almost 4 hours. You had footprints around the cleared areas of the mine."
I clenched my fist under my blankets. "Cool," I muttered with no expression on my face, remembering the scenes I had seen and left. 3 weeks later, I had left the hospital. I was getting ready for work one morning. I put on my pants, the same ones from the event. I felt something in them. I put my hand in my pocket and pulled out the carved bird. I just looked at it and smiled. Wadu. This story was always fascinating to me, as I've always really loved Native American culture. And for the character to be able to spiritually go back through time to help the Native Americans against the evil colonists, I thought that was awesome. I thought that was really unique and different from a lot of the stories that not only I do, but anyone else for that matter. I thought it was really unique. So if you enjoyed it, make sure to subscribe if you're new. Smash that thumbs up. Click on that bell so you never miss another video. Have a good night and stay spooky.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their Essential Prenatal Multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.